Coffee Break Italian Season 3, Lesson 1, Bonus. Okay, in this bonus lesson, we're going to go back through the conversation and talk about all the language, explaining everything, and in particular, focusing on those direct object pronouns that we've been talking about in our main lesson. Francesca, even though it's a conversation between you and me, shall you read all the parts of the conversation? That might make more sense.
Okay, va bene, Mark.
Okay, iniziamo.
Ciao, allora tu sei John e sei qui a Siena per fare un corso di italiano, giusto?
Okay, so Francesca began, or rather, the teacher began by saying, allora tu sei John, you're John, e sei qui a Siena per fare un corso di italiano, giusto? And you're here in Siena in order to do an Italian course, giusto? Is that right?
Esatto.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
Ma perché vuoi seguire questo corso?
So in response to John's answer, the teacher says, ma perché vuoi seguire questo corso? Why do you want to follow this course?
Perché adoro l'italiano e vorrei parlarlo meglio.
Right, so we could ring a little bell there for our first example of a direct object pronoun there. Perché adoro l'italiano, because I love Italian. And remember, we need to say l'italiano. We use the definite article with a language in Italian. Adoro l'italiano. E vorrei parlarlo meglio. So, I would like to speak Italian better. Vorrei parlare l'italiano meglio. But we replace l'italiano, because we've already mentioned it, with lo, and stick it on the end of the infinitive. Vorrei parlarlo meglio.
Buona idea. Da quanto tempo lo studi?
So another direct object pronoun in here. Buona idea, good idea. Da quanto tempo? Now, this is something we've seen before, Francesca, isn't it?
Sì, Mark, this is a very useful structure. Da quanto tempo plus the simple present, meaning how long have you been doing something, with the idea that the action is still ongoing.
Okay, so John is still studying Italian and the teacher is asking him, da quanto tempo lo studi? For how long have you been studying it? Literally in Italian, since how much time it you study. Lo studi.
Lo studio da molti anni ormai.
Okay, ormai, I love that word. By now, by this time, lo studio da molti anni. I've been studying it for many years now.
Parlavo italiano da piccolo in famiglia e poi ho continuato a studiarlo all'università.
Okay, so we've got a nice imperfect tense here. Parlavo italiano da piccolo. I used to speak Italian da piccolo, as a child, when I was little, in famiglia, in my family. E poi ho continuato a studiarlo, and then I continued to study it, the lo, referring back to italiano,
sì.
All'università, at university.
Perfetto.
Francesca, can we just come back to parlavo italiano? Earlier we said that we need the definite article when we're talking about a language in Italian, but there's an exception to that, isn't there?
Yes, when we're using the verb parlare, we can decide whether we want to include the article or not with the language we speak. So we can say parlo italiano or parlo l'italiano. In all the other cases, we have to use the article. So mi piace l'italiano, capisco l'italiano, studio l'italiano.
But parlo italiano or parlo l'italiano, tutte e due.
Sì, esatto.
Benissimo. Okay, so what does the teacher ask in response to John's answer?
Quale università hai frequentato?
So which university have you frequented? Frequentare is a verb that is used for frequenting a school, for going to school, for going to university, attending a course.
L'Università di Glasgow.
University of Glasgow.
Ma dai, non ci credo, che coincidenza.
Ma dai, I love that expression. Ma dai, no way, or something like that. Non ci credo. Now, be careful here. This ci is not the ci that we've been talking about in this lesson. It's not a direct object pronoun. It's our other ci, a ci that we've come across many times. And literally, it means there, because it's credere a qualcosa, to believe in something in a sense. So, non ci credo, I don't believe it. But it's not a direct object pronoun in this case.
Yes, ci is just there to replace, I don't believe that you went to the University of Glasgow, that you attended the University of Glasgow. So, we can use ci, which has nothing to do with us in this case, to replace a phrase triggered by a plus something after the verb credere.
So it's credere a the fact that you went to Glasgow University.
Sì.
And our listeners may be wondering, if you're translating I don't believe it, why couldn't you say non lo credo?
It would be clear enough, but here we are doing something a little bit different. We are replacing a phrase. So we are replacing a plus something, a whole sentence. Mm-hmm. So ci works better in this specific case.
And we are all about trying to help you sound more Italian here. So that's exactly what we're aiming at. Non ci credo. I don't believe it. Che coincidenza. What a coincidence. So what happens next?
Perché la conosci?
So John asks, perché, why, la conosci? So what's the la referring to there?
L'università.
Yeah, so we've mentioned already the university, and John is asking, la conosci, do you know it? And what does the teacher say?
La conosco benissimo.
So I know it very well. It, I know very well. La conosco benissimo.
Vivevo a Glasgow quando ero giovane.
Right, so I used to live in Glasgow when I was young.
Allora capisci l'accento scozzese?
John asks, so do you understand the Scottish accent?
Sì, lo capisco abbastanza bene. È un accento così simpatico.
So the teacher says, I understand it quite well. Lo capisco abbastanza bene. I understand it quite well. È un accento così simpatico. It's such a nice accent.
Ma dimmi, sono curiosa, vendono ancora le patatine fritte nei negozietti in città?
So, but tell me, ma dimmi, sono curiosa, I'm curious, I'm nosy. Vendono ancora le patatine fritte nei negozietti in città? Do they still sell chips or fries in the shops in town?
Ovviamente, le vendono ovunque. Noi scozzesi le adoriamo.
So we've changed our object here. Our object is now the chips, le patatine fritte or the fries. And it's a feminine plural noun, so we need to use le as our direct object pronoun. Ovviamente, obviously, le vendono ovunque. They sell them everywhere. So in Italian we get the them first, le.
Sì.
Vendono is they sell, ovunque, everywhere. Them, they sell everywhere. Le vendono ovunque. And John went on to say, noi scozzesi le adoriamo. We Scots love them. Again, the them, the le, comes before the verb. Le adoriamo.
Lo so, anch'io le adoro e le mangiavo sempre con I miei amici di Glasgow.
Right, so something interesting going on here, because we've got the le continued. We're still talking about these fries, the chips. Le adoro, I love them, e le mangiavo sempre, and I always used to eat them con I miei amici di Glasgow, with my Glaswegian friends. But coming back to the beginning, Francesca, or the teacher in this case, said lo so. So there that lo is not quite the same as le, it's still a direct object pronoun, but it's that slightly different direct object pronoun that kind of just represents it, I know it.
Yes, in this case, we're not just replacing one single element of the previous sentence, but we're kind of recapping everything that has been said. So I know that Scottish people adore chips or fries. So it includes everything that has been mentioned before.
Excellent. Now, we've got another change of object here, another change of direct object, because we've suddenly started talking about Imia Yamichi di Glasgow, my friends from Glasgow, the teacher's friends from Glasgow. So, John asks the question.
Li senti ancora?
Li senti ancora. Now, sentire is the verb to feel or to hear, but we can also use it when you are referring to, do you still hear from them? That kind of idea.
See, are you still in touch?
In touch, yeah. So, li senti ancora, them, you hear still? Are you still in touch with them?
Li sento di solito per Natale e spero di rivederli ad agosto, perché voglio andare al Festival di Edimburgo.
So, because we're now talking about gli amici, i miei amici, we're talking about a masculine plural, or it could be a mixed plural, but we use the masculine plural here, and therefore that direct object pronoun is now li. Li senti ancora, li sento di solito per Natale, e spero di rivederli ad agosto. So there we've got the li coming at the end of the infinitive rivedere, so to see again ad agosto, in August. Now, let's just look at this, because we've got li coming at the end of that infinitive there. We couldn't put it anywhere else in that sentence, could we, Francesca?
No, because we have an infinitive, so we have to attach the direct object pronoun to it, and there is no modal verb, so we don't have the option we discussed in the main episode of having the direct object pronoun before the modal verb.
If the teacher had said, I normally hear from them at Christmas and I want to see them in August, what
then
could she have said?
Then we could have said, li voglio rivedere, or indeed, voglio rivederli.
Perfetto, because volere there is our modal verb. And likewise, if it was devo rivederli, I have to see them again, or li devo rivedere, both work there because it's a modal verb. But spero is not a modal verb. So no. That's why we use it in this way. Spero di rivederli ad agosto. And why? Because I want to go to the Edinburgh Festival. Voglio andare al Festival di Edimburgo.
Perfetto. Ah, ma io abito ad Edimburgo. Se vuoi, posso venire a prenderti all'aeroporto e portarti in hotel.
Okay, so John explains, ma io abito ad Edimburgo, I live in Edinburgh. Se vuoi, if you want, posso venire a prenderti all'aeroporto. So we've got a T in here. Our direct object has changed again. Now it's you. If you want, I can come to pick you up at the airport, prenderti all'aeroporto, literally take you, e portarti in hotel, and to literally carry you, to accompany you to your hotel.
Che gentile, ma vengo con due amiche.
How nice, how kind, che gentile, ma vengo con due amiche. I'm coming with two friends.
Non è un problema, ho una macchina grande e sarà un piacere accompagnarvi tutte e tre in hotel.
So, non è un problema, it's not a problem. Ho una macchina grande, I've got a big car. E sarà un piacere accompagnarvi. What's happened here? The T has become V because the teacher has said, vengo con due amiche. I'm coming with two friends. In English, we still use you. So it will be a pleasure to come and pick you, to accompany you, all three of you, to the hotel. But the you is now being translated differently because it's a plural. We say accompagnarvi.
Esatto, è molto importante. This is again what we were discussing in the main episode, recognizing what type of you we are translating into Italian. If it's a you singular, T, a you plural, V, or it could also be a you formal, la.
Benissimo. And just picking up there on tutte e tre. So that is all three of you. It's tutte because she's specifically mentioned that she's coming with due amiche. So there are three ladies and therefore it's tutte e tre, all three of you.
Esatto. Otherwise, it would be tutti for masculine or for a mixed group as well.
Yeah. So tutti e tre or tutte e tre. Benissimo. Okay, let's continue.
Non ho parole, grazie. Senti, posso offrirti un caffè?
So, non ho parole, I don't have words, thank you so much, I have no words. Senti, posso offrirti un caffè? Can I offer you a coffee? Francesca, do we want to get into this tea here in offrirti?
Maybe, because I think our listeners are probably wondering if this is a direct object or not.
It's not, okay? It still is the same word, tea. It still means you, because we've said, can I offer you a coffee? But in actual fact, when you offer something to someone in Italian, you need to offer it to, and then you're really saying, can I offer to you a coffee? And the to is your alarm bell there, because that introduces a different kind of object pronoun. It's actually an indirect object pronoun, and we'll be covering these in a future episode. So just be aware that it still looks like ti. It still means you, but it's a little bit different.
Yes, but I think we don't want to say too much. We don't want to confuse anyone.
Basta già, basta. Okay, let's continue on then.
No, grazie. Non lo bevo mai perché è troppo forte per me.
So John says, no grazie, no thank you. Non lo bevo mai. So once again, our direct object pronoun has changed because we're now talking about a different object, un caffè. Non lo bevo mai. I don't drink it ever. I don't ever drink it. Perché è troppo forte per me? Because it's too strong for me.
Allora andiamo a mangiare qualcosa più tardi. Ti piace la pizza?
So instead of a coffee, by way of thanks, Francesca suggests, or the teacher rather suggests, andiamo a mangiare qualcosa più tardi. Let's go and eat something later. Ti piace la pizza? Do you like pizza?
Sì, la adoro.
So John replies, sì, la adoro. Once again, our direct object has changed from caffè to pizza. So it's now a feminine singular noun, and therefore we need to use the feminine singular direct object pronoun, la. Sì, la adoro.
And here in terms of spelling, we could also find the la spelled l'apostrophe because it's followed by a verb which begins with a vowel.
Sì, so sì, l'adoro, running together. Okay, let's move on. What then does the teacher say?
Mio marito viene a prendermi qui alle 7. Puoi venire con noi oppure ti aspettiamo in pizzeria.
Okay, so mio marito, my husband, viene a prendermi qui alle 7. He is coming to collect me, to pick me up, qui alle 7. What's happened? Our direct object pronoun has changed once more because our new direct object is me. The teacher is saying he's coming to pick me up, and the me goes on to the end of the infinitive.
Puoi venire con noi oppure ti aspettiamo in pizzeria.
Okay, puoi venire con noi, you can come with us, oppure ti aspettiamo in pizzeria. Ti, the direct object pronoun for you, we will wait for you in the pizzeria. Ti aspettiamo in pizzeria.
Se per voi va bene, vi aspetto in pizzeria.
So John says, per voi, sì, per voi va bene. If for you it's okay, vi aspetto in pizzeria. I will wait for you in the pizzeria.
Yes, and it's important to remember that while in English you wait for someone, in Italian you just wait someone. That's why we can use a direct object pronoun with the verb aspettare.
Okay, so vi aspetto in pizzeria. Once again, we've seen a change there because it's gone from just the teacher to the teacher and her husband. Vi aspetto, I'll wait for both of you or all of you in the pizzeria.
Benissimo, ci vediamo alla pizzeria da Michele in via Garibaldi.
Okay, benissimo, very good or great. Ci vediamo alla pizzeria. We'll see each other. Ci vediamo alla pizzeria da Michele in via Garibaldi. We'll see each other at the da Michele pizzeria in Garibaldi Street. Francesca, chi there? Do we want to talk about it?
Yes, this chi is more like a reciprocal pronoun, because as you translated it rightly, Mark, it's more like we see each other. So I'll see you and you will see us. So it's more of a reciprocal function that this pronoun has.
Okay, so in a sense, we could have said, we will see us at the pizzeria, but it sounds a little strange to say that in English. So that's why we're using the each other. Ci vediamo alla pizzeria da Michele in via Garibaldi. Okay, what's going to happen now is we're going to hear this conversation one more time. And this time, now that we've gone through it, hopefully you'll understand everything. And also you'll recognize all of these direct object pronouns and see if you can keep in mind what the direct object is as you're going through the conversation. It will change from Italian, it will change to the University of Glasgow, it will change then to the chips, the fries and so on. But if you can sort of follow the different direct objects, that will help you see these different direct object pronouns as we go through. Va bene, Francesca?
Sì, va bene. And something else that our listeners can do is using color coding. So if you have the script in front of you, you can underline the direct object and then the direct object pronouns with the same color. So you can see the connection between the direct object and the direct object pronouns.
Fantastic idea. I love it. Okay.
Grazie.
Allora, iniziamo.
Ciao, allora tu sei John e sei qui a Siena per fare un corso di italiano, giusto?
Esatto.
Ma perché vuoi seguire questo corso?
Perché adoro l'italiano e vorrei parlarlo meglio.
Buona idea! Da quanto tempo lo studi?
Lo studio da molti anni ormai. Parlavo italiano da piccolo in famiglia e poi ho continuato a studiarlo all'università.
Quale università hai frequentato?
L'Università di Glasgow.
Ma dai, non ci credo, che coincidenza!
Perché? La conosci?
Sì, la conosco benissimo. Vivevo a Glasgow quando ero giovane.
Ah, allora capisci l'accento scozzese?
Sì, lo capisco abbastanza bene. È un accento così simpatico. Ma dimmi, sono curiosa, vendono ancora le patatine fritte nei negozietti in città?
Ovviamente, le vendono ovunque. Noi scozzesi le adoriamo.
Lo so, anch'io le adoro e le mangiavo sempre con i miei amici di Glasgow.
Ah, e li senti ancora?
Li sento di solito per Natale e spero di rivederli ad agosto, perché voglio andare al Festival di Edimburgo.
Ah, ma io abito ad Edimburgo. Se vuoi, posso venire a prenderti all'aeroporto e portarti in hotel.
Che gentile, ma vengo con due amiche.
Non è un problema. Ho una macchina grande e sarà un piacere accompagnarvi tutte e tre in hotel.
Non ho parole, grazie. Senti, posso offrirti un caffè?
No, grazie. Non lo bevo mai perché è troppo forte per me.
Allora, andiamo a mangiare qualcosa più tardi. Ti piace la pizza?
Sì, la adoro.
Mio marito viene a prendermi qui alle 7. Puoi venire con noi oppure ti aspettiamo in pizzeria?
Se per voi va bene, vi aspetto in pizzeria.
Benissimo. Ci vediamo alla pizzeria da Michele in via Garibaldi.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.